Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson, and today's show is about adrenal glands, which are connected to chakras. We're going to be doing sound for each of the adrenal glands to really harmonize each one of them. So the intention for today's show is to really have all of your adrenals and chakras in alignment and humming all at the same time. But before we get started, I want to tell you a few things about the school, things that are happening coming up here. We've actually got our semester starting September 6th, which is on Tuesday, at the Institute. We've got the Sound Healing Program Certificate and the Associate Degree Program starting. And that's three nights a week and some weekends. And you can check it out at soundhealingcenter.com/certificate. .html, or you can find it if you just go to soundhealingcenter.com. And we also have the certificate and associate degree program starting online. That's starting on September 13th. And that's two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Saturday mornings, 10 to 1 San Francisco time. And that's using WebEx, and you get to see our screen. Sometimes you can see us while we're using a webcam. And it's great. It's been working out really well. We've been doing it for about 5 years now, and it's really an excellent program. And you can also even do a combination of online and then come for the summer intensive next summer as well. Or you can also, instead of doing the online classes with live instructors, you can actually watch videos, or you could do a part of the classes with live instructors and watch videos of the rest of the classes. When you watch videos, we also do check-ins every week or every couple of weeks to make sure you did your homework and also to answer any questions you have. So those are the classes coming up for sound healing. We also have the sound healing audio production classes starting next week on Tuesday the 6th. That's using Pro Tools, learning about production, mixing. You can really use any program if you're interested. It really applies. What we teach applies to any sound program on the computer, or not on the computer for that matter. And so you can you could get started next week, or we also have the same program online starting September 14th, and that's just one day a week. And so if you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM, H-U-M. Or you can email me at david@sound, soundhealingcenter.com. Or just go to soundhealingcenter.com and check it out on our website as well. We also now have online treatments, sound healing treatments. We can do voice healing. We can find your soul frequency, full range of treatments that you can find at soundtherapycenter.com instead of soundhealingcenter.com. We also do sell crystal bowls and tuning forks. And sound tables. Oh, my God, sound tables are the deal. Okay, so if you're interested, again, you can give us a call or email us. And it's all online at soundhealingcenter.com, as well as all of our music. We're just now putting together some CDs for different parts of the body. We have CDs for the brain, for muscles, for bones, for the digestive system, for the circulatory system, for the lungs, and a few others for adrenal glands as well that we're doing tonight. We're going to be playing some of the adrenal CD. And these, all of these frequencies are from cymatherapy, from cymatics, which are frequencies that were researched in detail, I mean in extreme detail, years ago. And probably the best research frequencies for for healing out there right now. In fact, I would say they are the best researched right now, knowing all the different research that's gone on in the last 30 years. So we'll be playing some of these frequencies for the adrenals on the show today. But we've got these others on CD. And all of these frequencies are meant to be played through computer speakers, external computer speakers, right on the body. Okay. So if you're interested, let us know. Give us a call, email us, or check it out on the website. We'll actually have these frequencies where you can just click and download them within a few days on the website. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the frequencies of each of the adrenal glands, which correspond to each of the chakras. Generally, most people agree that the chakras are tied to specific adrenal glands, so that when you resonate the frequency of a chakra, it actually resonates the frequency of the adrenal gland, which actually then secretes a chemical that makes you feel a specific way. You can also go the other way, though. You can also resonate the adrenal gland and therefore resonate the energy of that chakra. You know, we've done a lot of work with frequencies for every part of the body. I mean, we have charts and charts and charts that we hand out in our classes for frequencies of every single part of the body, basically. I mean, we've got cells, we've got organs, we've got different limbs, we've got bones and blood and muscles. And, you know, all of these parts of the body respond to sound, but the adrenal glands respond to sound way better than any part of the body at all. The adrenal glands are very specifically frequency glands in the body. A few of them are especially, that we'll talk about, are especially designed to be frequency perceivers or frequency resonators. Some of them are actually made of crystals, and there's one gland that's actually very similar to the inner ear, so it actually is made to pick up sound. But all of them, through you know our practices and the classes and all the different things we do and treatments and practices, it seems very clear that the adrenal glands are just really sensitive to sound, more than any other part of the whole body. And that's really, I'm just like so clear about that, that it seems so obvious that these are really the best way you can access the body through sound is through the adrenal glands. So let's go through them. Different people do have different associations for a couple of the adrenal glands. I'm sorry, I've been saying adrenal. I mean, goodness gracious, I've been saying adrenal the whole time. We're talking about, God, I'm blanking out the whole show here. Good morning. So we've got, it's really the, not the adrenal glands, the endocrine glands. Hello. Okay, endocrine glands. So all of the endocrine, that's what we've been talking about from the beginning. God, is Mercury still retrograde? No. Okay, endocrine glands. So let's start with the base of the spine, which a lot of people say is not connected to any gland at all. But we do have a frequency here for the base of the spine. So tune in to the base of the spine, which is your grounding, your connection to the earth. It's one of the main places where gravity comes together in the body to help us balance at the base of our spine. And gravity is our connection to the earth. So tune in to this spot in your body and feel this connection to the earth. And we'll play frequencies from cymotherapy called coccygeal that resonate this part of the body. And then we'll actually make sound ourselves. Okay, check this out. It's only 2 minutes long. Coccygeal, grounding at the base of the spine. If you like, you can tone along with this, or just bring this frequency into the base of your spine. Frequency of the base of the spine, the root chakra, is being around 30 cycles per second. It's very close to the kitty cat purr. And so the problem is the male voice normally doesn't go below 60 cycles per second. Female voice is normally around 150, or some females can go down to around 100. So the note for the root chakra would be an octave below this. So I'll go ahead and make that note with the voice now. And if you want to tone it, you can tone the root chakra at the base of the spine. At the school, we believe that everybody actually has a different frequency for their root chakra, as opposed to the traditional C that most people go by. So we actually do tests to find that frequency. We can actually do that test online as well. And then all of the other chakras are based around that root frequency. Okay, that's the first chakra. Let's go up to the second chakra. The second chakra is generally normally connected to the sexual organs. So it's also, the second chakra is about releasing stuck emotions. It's about the emotional body. It's about how emotions get stuck. Often when people have issues with the second chakra, they often get digestion problems, because their emotions are starting to constrict or create tension or stress within the intestines or any of the digestive organs. So this chakra, I don't have an actual frequency from cymotherapy for it, but we do have a lot of digestive frequencies that we actually have. But illuminate the second chakra and the glands within the sexual organs. So this should be fun, okay? So let's tune in right now, and I'll make the sound to resonate not only the male organs, but the female organs, and to harmonize the emotional part of the second chakra. You... getting our adrenal glands activated unless we've already burnt them out. And that's the biggest problem, because adrenal glands react to stress, of course. And one of our biggest problems in this society is we're stressed so much that our adrenal glands are kicking in all the time, so they get wiped out. And then other glands in the body have to actually take up the slack. And God, it's just a mess. So to send a harmonizing energy to the adrenals and really bring them into harmony is one of the best things we can do. The adrenal glands are especially connected to the kidneys. The kidneys are the first thing that have to take over after the adrenal glands basically are OD'd. And that happens all the time. So it's just this whole, you know, stream of just energy going from one to the other after they give it up. So the adrenal glands, we've got a frequency here from cymotherapy that is very powerful. So tune in to your adrenal glands with the intention of harmonizing and strengthening them with this frequency of adrenal for 2 minutes. effective for me. It was amazing how powerful this is. You know, I think a lot of when people use herbs or vitamins or concoctions that you can buy on the internet for, like the adrenals, really what they're doing is taking a substance that actually creates a specific frequency for the adrenals. I've been taking some kidney formulas that are some herbs, Chinese herbs, and they're very specifically resonating the harmonizing frequency of the kidneys. So it's really much more direct to use very specific frequencies for the adrenals themselves. Now, what you can do also is just intuitively tune into your adrenals and make the sound for them like this. Send this frequency to everybody's adrenals that are listening now. If you have this fear of getting the wrong frequency or coming up with the wrong frequency intuitively, what you can do also is simply send the frequency of love. Bring in the energy of love into your system and just make the sound and send love to your adrenals like this. Endocrine gland is the thymus, and this relates to the heart chakra. With the heart chakra, the thymus is right at the just below the throat, and it kind of looks like an H actually, and it's you can actually tap it and actually even activate it because it's even that affected by sound. The thymus is known for really helping your whole system stay healthy. Let's see here. Let me look at some notes. Yeah, the thymus is really tied to the whole immune system. But the key is that the thymus is also tied into universal love. So when you receive or connect to universal divine spiritual love, which is really at its essence just love, then you are massaging your whole immune system and opening your heart to everyone. You know how it is. It's like you, when you're in love and you're just falling in love, it's like you hardly have to eat. You hardly have to sleep. I mean, it's amazing. You can just live on love. So it's really about opening the heart. So first let's do the simotherapy frequency, and then we'll do some more sound for opening up the heart to universal love, to resonate the thymus. The thymus is really, really affected by sound. Okay? So this is the thymus frequency from simotherapy. Open your heart to the deepest love that you can bring in. not an H. It's just a couple inches long, and it goes to the lower extremity of the thyroid. It's actually various parts to the thymus. There's actually different sections. So it's really cool to tune in to the thymus whenever you're feeling a little under the weather or starting to feel like you might get sick. Just really just tone the note that seems like love to you. So the way to do this is to simply tune in to the energy of love. You can do it now. Tune in to the energy of love. Bring it into your heart. And then listen in your head for the sound that matches this feeling of love in your heart. And then make that sound out loud. But direct it directly to your thymus, like this. I'll send it to mine and to everyone listening here. Sometimes when you do the note, you can even go up and down a little bit until it really feels like you've connected with that endocrine gland. Because this is not woo-woo. This is serious, just laws of resonance, vibrating a part of the body that is really open to it, okay, that is made to be vibrated, okay? So here we go. Subtle, you know, it can be not even major, but it's like sure does stop you from relaxing. So the thyroid is really open to sound. And this is so unbelievably important for a couple of reasons. First of all, so many people have thyroid problems, whether it's hyperthyroid or just regular thyroid problems, where their thyroid is not operating correctly. And it's so easy. I mean, people are on medications all over the place. Well, I know tons of people taking thyroid medication. And you can simply just vibrate it into harmony with your own voice powerfully and really much more effective than any drugs. So check this out. Let's play the thyroid frequency and tune in and bring this sound right into your thyroid with the intention of totally harmonizing it. This is where it's tied to the chakra, the throat chakra, which is about listening to sound and about your own expression. Often when our expression is squashed, when we're not allowed to say, you know, our piece or to say, you know, express ourselves, then the thyroid has problems. Also, the thyroid sometimes gets problems from toxins. That's where toxins go. So bring this into your thyroid and let it harmonize it. Do perfect health. Connected to the third eye. And in fact, they've actually done tests, research projects, where they actually have found that when someone is actually saying their third eye is open, that the pituitary gland actually vibrates. And so this is really about opening your third eye. It's also about your intuition. It's also about clarity, perfect, pure clarity of mind. Pituitary gland is a much higher frequency, or also, as you notice here, these are not just frequencies, these are timbres. These are harmonic structures. These are five different frequencies that we've been playing for each one of these that create a specific specific tone. And there's a lot of people that do say that each of the glands are actually tones instead of specific frequencies. That's why these simotherapy frequencies seem to be more powerful. So let's tune into the pituitary gland and can set your intention, if you like, to open your third eye so you have access to being able to tune in to other fields around you. This is pituitary gland frequency, which is in just about in the middle of your head, just a little bit lower. You should get some chills when it really starts resonating it. Sometimes said to be like the eye of God. It's the crown chakra, and it's also sometimes called the eye of Horus. It's sometimes also called the seat of the soul. It's your connection to spirit. And when you really get it vibrating, I actually get chills big time that just come through my whole body. It's like the best feeling. It's just like having energy raining down through the top of my head into the rest of my body. Got it right now. Pineal gland is made of crystals, so it is very specifically a frequency gland, because crystals are frequencies. They use crystals in radios in the beginning to tune to different radio frequencies. So this is a very good one to resonate with frequency. So let's tune into the frequency of the pineal gland, and then we'll do a whole meditation on the pineal gland. And open your crown chakra and connect to source, connect to spirit, and connect to your own soul and higher self. pituitary gland frequency as being much higher than we can actually make sound with our voice, and actually much higher than even the cymotherapy frequencies. Often think of it as around 6 to 10,000 hertz, very high frequency that allows you to connect to spirit. Now what I want to do is play a song from Tom Kenyon for activating the pineal gland. And this is mostly toning when he's got the Hathors coming through him to help activate this. So again, tune in to your connection to source, spirit, and soul as we listen to this activation from Tom Kenyon. Thank you. nice to use sound. You know, really the key to resonating any chakra or endocrine gland is to first go to the energy of that chakra, but you can also just go to the frequency as well. If you want to resonate a certain gland into harmony, you can simply start by going into the energy of that chakra and then make whatever sound comes out based on that energy. Because it's really an energetic thing as well as a frequency thing, just like we have sound and we've got intention. So when you get the two together, then it's really powerful. But know that the basic layout that I believe that is going on in our system is our soul has a frequency. Our soul then basically is the root frequency of each of our auras. So each of our auras is related to our soul frequency. Each of our auras then corresponds or has an energy connection to each of the chakras. Some people say that each aura or subtle body has its own chakras within it. So they go to the chakras, which then go and connect to the endocrine glands, which then connect to each of the organs, which then go to a deeper level, eventually all the way down to the cells within each organ. So there's a whole hierarchy. So when you actually affect the endocrine glands and chakras with sound and harmonize them, you're really affecting your whole system. It's really interesting. I was feeling a little frazzled when we started the radio show, and now I feel much more in alignment and connected. Chakra treatments and endocrine gland harmonization is the deal for so many issues, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. It's really amazingly powerful because I believe these are the main portals of the 3D physical world, especially sound, into our body. That's my educated guess. Who knows for sure? Maybe one day they will tell us what's actually going on exactly. Now, in the classes, we actually play with different frequencies, different notes. We play with all the different sounds, you know, the different Sanskrit sounds of mam, vam, ram, yam, ham, sham, and om for the different chakras. There's different sounds that different books actually have come up with, and I've got my own set that I put out there as well. We actually look at the very specific frequencies from Soma Energetics, from all the different charts and play with those. And then we, of course, have you tune in to each of the chakras and each of the endocrine glands and just find that frequency for yourself, just as we did today. So know, regardless of all this information, know that you can find the frequency of each endocrine gland yourself. Play with it until you feel it vibrating. And you normally get chills or waves of energy, because this is not like trying to resonate a bone or resonate a muscle. This is something that easily resonates, and you can normally easily feel it when you hit that frequency, especially when you're in the energy and you have the intention of holding and harmonizing the energy of that endocrine gland and chakra. Okay. So ultimately the goal is to have all of them humming simultaneously. So tune in and bring all of them into alignment right now. You can even let the energy, the kundalini energy, walk or flow up and down through each of the endocrine glands, from the root to the second, to the adrenals, to the thymus, to the thyroid, thymus that we didn't mention, all the way up to the pineal. Now at the top of your head, and then back down through the coccyx into the earth. Stream of energy. Then the trick is to hold this simultaneous awareness of all chakras through the rest of the evening, through the rest of the week. Imagine holding it through the rest of the weekend, through and then through the rest of the week. Oh my God. Then imagine if you could only hold this, not only imagine holding it for months ahead. And then all chakras connected with all adrenal glands perfectly in harmony for years ahead. And then lifetimes ahead.